Let's talk women's March Madness now. The NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament has reached its Sweet 16 this week, and USA Today columnist Christine Brennan has been following all the action and joined us in the studio to talk about it. Good to see you, Christine.
Great to see you, David.
So the biggest name in women's college basketball right now is Brittany Griner. She is an incredible athlete. She plays for Baylor University. They're doing well. I mean, tell us about her. Tell us about how Baylor's doing.
You know, we've heard a lot about game change in the last few weeks. Well, this is the game changer in women's sports, even, not just women's basketball. 6'8", junior center. She, in most games, she's 4 inches taller than the tallest opponent she's facing. And she's blocking shots. And the other day she dunked. She was only the second player ever to dunk in the women's tournament.
The second player ever in women's college basketball tournament.
Candace Parker did it back in 2006. And now Brittany Griner, just the other day in the second round, moving ahead now to the Sweet 16. She is a superstar in sports. It's a wonderful byproduct, I think, of Title IX.
So Baylor is still going, and their region also includes really a sentimental favorite, Tennessee. I mean, such a rich women's basketball tradition, but it hasn't been an entirely happy story for them this year.
No, not all stories are happy ones in this tournament. And it's Pat Summitt, you're right, David.
Their coach.
Winner of 8 national titles with Tennessee, 59 years old, but she is battling early onset dementia. And it is tough to watch when you see her sitting on the bench watching a game, and you have one of her longtime assistant coaches, Holly Warlick, a former star at Tennessee, actually coaching the team. And Pat is sitting there coaching one-on-one a little bit, but otherwise watching. This is the fiery Pat Summitt that everyone knows, the winningest coach in NCAA basketball history, men's or women's. And you can start to see this disease have its effects on this incredible icon in the sport.
Is this her last season?
That's the question. And I know there's a lot of people who'd like to see Tennessee make the Final Four for that reason. But we don't know the answer to that, but it certainly could be.
Let's go to another bracket. A number 2 seed you've been keeping your eye on is Maryland.
That's correct. Maryland is coached by Brenda Fries, who won the national title in 2006 with a young Maryland team back then, upstart team, a second seed then. And this team looks exactly the same, very young, led by a sophomore and other young players. And Brenda Fries is also has a backstory. One of her 4-year-old twin sons has leukemia. And for the last year and a half, they've been battling that. So, again, the storylines here, it's the court, but it's also the family stories behind the players or the coaches, in this case with Brenda Fries.
Well, and given that drama and some of these stories that you're talking about on and off the court, I mean, one thing I've always wondered is whether there's a way to get more focus on the women's tournament when so much attention is paid to the men and the women seem to play in the shadow.
It's a great question. And yeah, the men, it's not just sports. It's a cultural event in our country, March Madness, on the men's side. And yet you hear the word bracket all the time. Well, it should be plural. There are two going on at the same time, the men's and the women's. And there's conversation about whether they should move the women's tournament up several weeks so it comes in advance of the men's tournament, which I think would give it a lot more attention, or even playing the women's Final Four at the same time in the same city as the men's Final Four. I do think they have to do something because all these great stories, and they're basically ignored in the mainstream sports media.
All right. Well, they will certainly not be ignored by you. You'll be following all the action as it plays out. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Thanks so much for being here, Christine.
Thank you very much, David.
It's USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan.